Scott is seen canoodling with girls in Cannes, and we finally get to see Kourt out with her new man. Kardashians Weekly starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Hey, you guys, what's up? Welcome to Kardashians Weekly. We have such a great episode for you tonight. And if you heard the music, it is just the two of us tonight. My name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at Shanti Christina. And my lovely shady co-host, Howard III.
Or Shady Sandy, either one. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard III. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
Cool. So if you didn't notice, Ginwa and Dakota are out tonight. Ginwa is busy courtside at the Warriors game in San Francisco.
Living her life. Shout out to you. Happy birthday.
It was her birthday. Happy birthday. We're not jealous at all. We're sitting here holding down the fort. It's fine.
Working, but go ahead.
So we have such a great episode. So much gossip and juice. Let's get right into it. We'll start with tea time. What are we drinking tonight, Howard?
So this is like a pomegranate, hibiscus type of flavor. It's new on the market.
It's new on the tea market. Okay, well,
I'm really enjoying it.
Since Dakota can't be here tonight, he is going to give us our tea time this week. Take it away, Dakota.
Recently on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live, and she dished why she threw a little bit of shade at Kim Kardashian a while back. Everyone remembers the photo that Kim posted where she was nude, taking a selfie in the bathroom with the black bars over her, you know what? Well, Pink says finally why she did it. She basically said in the tweet, responding to Kim, that she said that she wished women would use their knowledge and their women empowerment rather than their bodies. The reason that she did this was mostly just because Kim kind of lashed out at Bette Midler. She says, and I quote, "Nobody messes with Bette Midler. No one even talks to her about anything." What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below. Are you on Pink's side or are you with Kim all the way, like me? Let us know.
Dakota is always on Kim's side.
He sure is.
Whose side are you on, Howard?
I'm on Pink's. I mean, not Pink. Well, I love you, Pink, but I'm not on your side. I'm on Kim's side for this one. I mean, everybody talks about Bette Midler. I love her, but you know, everybody talks about her.
Yeah, but
Whose side are you on?
I don't know. I don't know if I would get in the middle of a fight with someone that had nothing to do with me. You know what
True.
I mean? Like, oh, she came for Bette Midler, now I'm going to go for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Pink is really cool and real, so it's kind of funny.
It's hard. It's a tough one.
Okay, so let's get into some gossip. In not surprising news, the Kardashians re-signed with E! With a $150 million contract, which will take them all the way into 2019, which... Wow. It's already 2017. It's going to be 2018 in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, what, 1 year?
Yeah, like a year and some change.
A year and some change. So it's an increase from their 2015 contract, which was $100 million.
Wow.
It's
just crazy. I mean, I was at my house, like, just sitting down, of course, just at my table, like, these girls just signed a deal for $150 million. Who even thinks about that? Just to be yourselves. Just to, you know, say, like, literally, and, you know, just do whatever. I mean, I love watching them, but $150 million?
Maybe at some point we'll get that much for this show. Probably.
I receive that.
So, in the breakdown, sources predict that 50 to 60% of the deal will be split between Kim, Courtney, and Khloe, despite the fact that Kylie has gained enormous popularity and success since their last 2015 contract.
True.
As for Kendall, since she is busy modeling, that translates to less screen time and therefore a smaller share. And then same with Rob, although he's
just
not really busy doing anything.
Just give Rob $1 million. Poor Rob. You're only getting $1 million.
So, and then as for Chris, she gets her 10% manager fee, which is a measly $15 million.
Ooh, oh my gosh. I mean, it sounds about right. Give Chris her $15 million. Kim, she is Queen Bee, so Kim should get the most. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say probably Khloe, then Courtney.
So what about Scott? He's on the. He has to be on
he
the payroll.
Is. I heard that Scott does his own separate deals now, so he's getting
through
his
E.
own. Yeah, because he's like, he's almost the show too, a little bit. He's mm-hmm. such a big part of the show.
Yeah, because they need him to respond mm-hmm. to all the drama, and there's always drama with her and Scott. So
always.
I wonder how much he's getting.
I know. Kudos to you, Scott, for that separate deal, though.
Yeah. And then Caitlyn Jenner's just out, right?
Yeah, they...
That's crazy. They're not friends with Caitlyn. She's just done. She's out of the deal.
Yeah.
So crazy. Okay, so next little bit of gossip is Kim Kardashian teases that her surrogate may be having twins. Mm. She tweeted something and then quickly denied it. She tweeted, "Anyone know who makes the best double stroller? Not a tiny compact one, but regular size."
Ooh.
So after a bunch of people responded to her freaking out, asking her if she had twins, she said, "I have two kids, people, LOL."
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, why'd she say that to begin with?
That's true.
I feel like she's messing with us, don't you think?
Oh, a little bit. I mean, but she's right. She does have two kids, so it'd be easier to just put them both in that stroller, but... I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense.
Do you think...
Because you already have two kids.
But, I mean, if we weren't thinking about this, do you think... This is my shady side.
Mm-hmm.
Was she trying to put a dig at Beyonce? Because Beyonce has twins. And people used to say that Kim would try to compete with Beyonce.
I don't know.
I mean, that's just a theory out there to make everybody think. But.
So are Kim, Beyonce, and Kanye and Jay-Z, are they not friends anymore?
Not at the moment. Kanye and Jay-Z aren't friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're working on Beyonce it. And Kim are definitely not friends.
Yes.
Because I feel like Beyonce never really liked her.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. The word on the street is she wasn't really a big fan of her to begin with. She was kind of just cordial because, you know, her man,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was playing a good wife, you know. Mm-hmm. Listen, my man and your man are friends. We're cordial.
That's awkward, right? Yeah. What if Beyonce didn't like you? Oof, I would not want to be there. Okay. So, and more Kim news. It was her birthday this week. She turned 37 years old.
Ooh, happy birthday.
So, happy birthday, Kim. So, last weekend, Kim and Kanye celebrated on a relaxing vacation in Utah.
Mm.
It was just the two of them, no kids, a source said of the romantic getaway. Kim, of course, continued to snap her entire trip, some of her in a skimpy black bikini, and some of the countless bouquets she received from her friends. And the most notable gift was a signed Hillary Clinton book from Hillary herself. So it sounds like she had a great 37th birthday.
That was nice. Yeah, it sounds like she had a good time. I wonder if she's going to read Hillary's book. You think she might?
Well, I think she was known as being a Hillary supporter,
which
was funny because I think, when the election was going on, Kanye make a comment that he was voting for Trump?
Yeah.
Did that happen? I'm pretty sure.
He did.
Yeah, so it's funny that, but I think he, like, retracted that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that Kim's a big fan of Hillary, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like she had a good time.
And then she celebrated her birthday again this past Tuesday with a trip to Disneyland with her kids, Courtney, and then a few friends. So they really did it up this week.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love Disneyland? Everybody loves, well, most of the people love Disneyland, so that was nice.
The devil. Okay, so can you believe that Kim Kardashian is 37 and that she looks this good?
I know, she looks great.
Like, she looks amazing.
She looks really good.
I need to be knowing what she does.
Well, I mean, she has the time to work out, you know, do a little somewhat surgery. The ones they show on the ones they show on TV, you know,
what we can see.
Yeah, so go ahead. She still looks great, though.
Go on with your bazaar. Okay, so moving on. Wednesday evening, Kourtney Kardashian celebrated her first solo fashion collaboration with Pretty Little Thing and her young beau, Eunice, who we got to see in tonight's episode. The bash was held at Poppy in West Hollywood, where the two were seen whispering in each other's ears and snuggling. Kourtney and Eunice's romance isn't showing any signs of slowing down. A source says they are very serious. He's been staying at her house a lot, but only if the kids are not there. They will be spending holidays together, and Eunice is invited to the Kardashians' holiday party.
Wow. Well, you go ahead, Kourtney.
I mean, I can't believe it. He's 24 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. What do they talk about?
I mean, who knows?
What do they talk about, Power? Tell me. I need to know.
They probably talk about everyday things, you know, like relationships. How do you like to work out? You know, maybe
what
they have
like
a lot more.
What do you like for breakfast?
Maybe they have a lot more in common. We just don't know. Because I used to say that about J-Lo and Bo or Casper. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, he was like 23 and she was in her 40s. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what would they talk about? And they stayed together for a long time. So
the funny thing is I thought this was totally just like a fling to get back at Scott or mm-hmm. just kind of playing around. But it's lasted how long now?
A few months. Definitely a few
like
months.
Like 5 months? Yeah. 6 months?
And he's pretty attractive. He's a model, right?
Yeah, he's a model. Mm, he's a model.
Go ahead. And I'm loving Courtney's whole look mm-hmm. with this Pretty Little Things collection. It's gorgeous. I'm like, Courtney, you better work. I'm seeing all of this. It's gorgeous.
She looks amazing.
Yeah.
What was it? One of the screens that they showed in the Kardashian episode tonight mm-hmm. where she was getting on the boat with Kendall and she's just so in shape.
Yeah.
And, like, just looks incredible. And you know that the camera adds 10 pounds, so she probably is, like, a little stick.
Extra skinny, yeah.
Okay, well, moving on to your favorite girl, Khloé.
Hey, Khloé girl.
Hey, Khloé. She was seen out in New York City with the Keeping Up camera crew, and we got our first sign of her baby bump.
Mm.
So what is that maternity wear, that corset?
I want to know if she's going to try to do it cute like Kim did on the first one with North, or is she just going to, like, be relaxed?
Sweatshirt.
Yeah, no heels. Because, I mean, so far she's doing it really cute.
Well, it was funny because I saw another picture of her in New York City, and there was no bump at all. You couldn't see mm-hmm. anything. So maybe it's just the day.
I don't know.
It determines how big her bump is.
See, reports were saying that she was 5 months along. And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe.
Well, now they're saying that Khloé is expecting a baby boy. So we got confirmation that she's going to have a boy, which is exciting.
Yes. I'm just waiting for them to officially announce it. Like, we all know, you know what I mean? Like,
we know.
We know.
Just tell us.
But it's like, girl, when is the episode coming? When are you doing the sit down? You and Kylie. I'm still convinced Kylie's going to have this baby. The baby's going to be 3 months. And she's going to say, oh, I had a baby. Like, are you serious, Kylie? And if Khloé does that, I'm going to be extra upset.
I still think they're going to hold out till the finale of the...
of the season?
Of the season. And then they'll be like, I'm pregnant. And then it'll be the end. Can't you see that happening?
I can see that happening. I just wish they would tell us now. Especially Kylie, who's like 7 months already. Like, girl, if you have this baby without telling us, I'm going to be upset.
How long do you think that Kylie is going to last with Travis Scott? Realistically, how long do you think?
I give it about a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 10 months to a year.
Because how long were they dating before she got pregnant?
Well, they started dating in April, and then she allegedly got pregnant 3 months later. So April, May, June, July. So it was like,
It's not been a long time.
Yeah.
And I wonder what Tyga thinks.
I know. Does he think, like, hey, that could have been me? It should have been me.
Because they were together for so long, and then she just jumped into a new relationship, and now she's going to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, so let's get into our Kardashian beauty breakdown. Me and Dakota did a little segment for you guys on a look, so check it out right here.
Ooh, all right, you guys. Kim Kardashian was recently seen out and about wearing a bundled up version of what most people would wear during a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. She looked great in my opinion, but she was wearing the new Yeezy Mudrat 500s. Did you have to zoom in on these shoes?
I did. They were giving me like Skechers like 90 vibes a little bit. But I thought that she looked so hot. I'm digging her new like blonde locks. It makes me want extensions so bad. And I love her outfit. Like, she looks so... she's the only one that can pull off sweatpants chic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She definitely can. This is something that she would not dare wear like 5 years ago. But Kanye has influenced her so much. And I personally am a fan of the entire outfit. Would I wear the shoes? Probably. But
I mean, if someone gifted me some Yeezys, I wouldn't say no. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below.
Heard of that homeless person outfit.
The shoes were ugly.
They were ugly.
The shoes were very ugly. I'm sorry.
But she looks good.
She
looks so good.
She always looks good. That was like a typical like Walmart outfit for me. If she was going to Walmart to the store, I'd give you a pass. But those shoes were ugly. I'm sorry. I'm like Kanye. And everybody just eating them up. And them some ugly shoes from back in the day. I'm so sorry. Those are not cute shoes to me. But they're like regular, like everyday type of shoes. Like, I wouldn't pay over $100 for those. Those are Payless. Like,
they are, pay less.
I'm not paying over $100 for those shoes.
And they're called Mud Rats. That's so weird.
They look like just regular. He just took some regular shoes from back 20 years ago from his closet. Mm-hmm. Said, okay, just put Yeezy on it. All right, $300. What? I got shoes like that right now. No. I got them from Walmart. I'm going to keep those shoes.
Kim's style, though, is so on point. Like, her hair right now, she just looks great.
She does look good.
So,
yeah.
Kudos to being 37, I guess.
Woo.
So, let's get into the episode that we saw tonight, which was called Catch Me If You Can. Mm. What did you think of it? First impressions?
I thought it was a really good episode. I thought they're giving us a lot more, like information, like contact. I'm like really digging the season so far. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I liked it. Let's see. Oh, we started out the DMV visit, which I was like, you know, I always wondered how celebrities go to the DMV. And did you see how she had like the lighting ring when she was taking the picture? I was like, this is so extra. But I think I would do the same thing if I were the Kardashians.
I didn't
know
they would allow you to do that.
No.
Go ahead. And it's like she literally shut down the DMV. It was like nobody else was in there. Maybe one other person to throw us off. But I was like, how do you do this?
Talk about an enjoyable experience. Okay. Not having to sit there all day like the rest of us peasants. So a little tidbit that I thought was interesting was when Courtney said that she didn't like Steph. Kim's assistant for years. Mm-hmm. Like, not even in the beginning. Like, she didn't like her for years. And then they kind of came full circle, and now they're BFFs and always hang out together.
I know.
What did you think of that?
I was like, how does that happen? I mean, I understand sometimes I don't like, you know, my sister's friends and stuff like that, but it's like, wow.
I know.
Years and just randomly click.
That's awkward to be Steph and hear that, right?
Maybe she knew. Maybe Steph knew.
Okay, so dinner at Fleming's, the steakhouse, and they're talking about Scott and Bella, which is drama. And Courtney mentioned that Scott said, why don't we have an open relationship? What do you think about open relationships?
You know, they're tricky. It works with who that couple is. Mm-hmm. I feel like if maybe you guys work better with an open relationship, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I personally don't like open relationships. I'm a little bit of a jealous person, you know. I want my boo to be my boo.
Yeah.
So, but if it works for you, if you live in a whole other state and you're like, listen, babe, I don't want to cheat on you. I don't want to disrespect you. Why don't we just have an open relationship? I'll come and visit you. That's cool.
Yeah, I think it works for different people. Mm-hmm. But you both have to be in it 100%.
Right.
You know, it can't be one person wants the open relationship and then the other person doesn't.
Right.
And you're just doing it to, you know, appease each other because that's when it gets messy. Mm-hmm. But what, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I don't think Scott can be a loyal boyfriend.
No.
Like, if it's Courtney, if it's somebody else, like, he's just a player in the sense that he always is doing whatever he wants that benefits mm-hmm. him. So I don't know. I just think it's silly. I think he's silly.
Yeah, you can never take Scott serious.
Never. Mm-mm. So then we get into Planned Parenthood, which I thought was a nice little plug for them. But I thought it was interesting and good that they talk about it because they bring up a lot of issues that are big today. And it's really sad that government funding is being taken away from Planned Parenthood when it's so, you know, it's so vital to women and men too, not just women. But I liked how they kind of delved into that and educated people about it because I don't know. I liked that they did that.
Yeah, I definitely like how they do stories like that where they bring somebody else in and not only educate themselves, but educate pretty much the world, you know? They let us all know what's going on, why this is happening or that's happening. So it was a nice experience. And I love that each of the ladies share their own story to be like, listen, like Planned Parenthood, they help.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it opened up my eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Planned Parenthood when I was 16. Mm-hmm. Got birth control. I don't know if I should be saying this. But anyways, it's helpful.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to talk about going into Cannes and how I thought it was funny how they were saying that Scott texted all the sisters and was like, are you going to Cannes or is Courtney going to Cannes? And Who is taking care of the kids? That is my question. Because Courtney's like, I'm not going to tell him that I'm going to go to Cannes. But he's going. And it's like, well, don't you guys communicate of who is taking care of your three children? I mean, I know there's nannies.
Exactly. But... there's nannies. Sometimes Chris watches them. There's Chloe. Mm-hmm. So they're probably like, we don't really need to think about a babysitter. I mean, I guess that's the plus side of having a big family. Like, somebody can watch them. If not, just put the nanny on payroll.
Yep. So, what did you think of Cannes? I wish we could see more scenes.
I know. It looked like it was so much fun.
Just give us a little bit more.
Exactly.
A little bit more.
What did everybody do? We didn't really see, like, Kendall and her life there. Like, I would love to see more of her, like, on the runway or when she is out of the country, like, what's going on behind the scenes, maybe. But there's probably too much they would have to do to even get that clear.
Yeah. I want more Kendall. I feel like we don't really know much about her, oddly enough, even though we've seen her on TV for 10 years. But she's just kind of mysterious to me, and I like that, but I wanna know more about her. And I thought we were going to be able to see Eunice. Like, maybe we'd see him on screen.
Yeah, well, maybe she doesn't want to bring him on too quickly.
Yeah.
But he knows what he signs. You know, everybody who dates a Kardashian knows pretty much what they're signing up for. Like, it's cameras, it's the paparazzi, it's a lot.
Do you think he's using her?
Ooh. You know, I don't know. I didn't really think about it like that. I thought he might really like her, but I don't think so. You think he is?
Yeah. Which is sad. And it's sad if you have that much money and you're that big of a celebrity that there's probably a lot of people that take advantage of you and want to use you to get ahead. Because his career will probably take off because of her.
Definitely.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it definitely will.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So. But I'm interested to see how long they last.
I know. Maybe she knows. Like, maybe she's like, listen, you do it for me. You know, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Do what you got. Maybe it's like a mutual understanding. Like, fine, I'll get you put on here, but this is what you got to do for me. So.
You gotta rub oil all over my body on a yacht. And he's like, darn, okay. I loved when Kim said they look so desperate at the airport in regards to Bella and Scott.
I was like, Kim, what? When she was like, who goes to LAX together? Like, they look so desperate. What, Kim? Everybody goes to LAX together.
We carpooled together
to get here. Exactly. They shared a ride, shared an Uber. But
I would not want to be Bella Thorne this week, honestly. Right? Like, she's going to be a little bit dragged from the Kardashians because of this, right?
Hopefully she's just...
She doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't think she does.
It's good for us. We just sit back and watch, but I would not want to be her. I guess now it's Sophia Richie is, like, the most updated girlfriend of Scott.
Right.
Okay, so going into Kim and her assistant's Steph's talk... Mm. That was a little awkward. They were teasing us the whole episode. I was like, just get to the talk. And then it was like, okay. So I think it's interesting, you know, being a personal assistant and kind of starting with Kim from maybe not the very beginning, but earlier on.
Right.
And then it's like, what do you do? How do you grow from there? Because you don't want to be an assistant forever.
Right. I mean, but Kim said they have all these companies up and coming. Mm-hmm. She can manage the companies.
Right.
But I mean, if you didn't think you could manage the companies or you didn't know she was making these companies, it's true. Where do you go? How do you move on?
Yeah. Because at a certain age, you can't be an assistant anymore.
Yeah.
But that is good that she can do those other ventures.
But what she, if she wasn't managing, maybe she likes just being an assistant. What if she was one of those persons, like, people who were like, hey, I like being an assistant for... ever.
Well, obviously not. She's not happy.
I know. Poor Steph.
And then also she mentioned how she's like, oh, well, me and Courtney were having a talk and Courtney was saying how she feels unfulfilled in her life. Did you catch that?
Yes.
What do you think that she means by that?
I mean, Courtney had said before that she didn't mind if the cameras went away. Mm-hmm. Maybe Courtney's at that stage where she's like, listen, I've done what I can. I've set my companies up. I'll be good. Like, I don't know where to go from this.
Yeah.
I just don't like how Steph was telling Courtney all this. I mean, given Steph is probably thinking like, hey, this is my friend. I can tell her my secrets and tell her how I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was shady. Like, it was shady. Kourtney says something to, or Steph says something to Kourtney, and then Kourtney just goes behind her back and tells it to Kim.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Kourtney's in a weird spot, too, because it's like, Steph is my friend, but Kim is my sister.
Right.
But Steph should have realized, oh, maybe I should just tell you just a little bit, because you are sisters with my boss. Yeah. So, it's like, it's a tough one, because they're friends, and she's probably just like, I'm opening up to you, because you're opening up to me. I didn't think you would turn on me and tell my boss what's going on.
Yeah, I thought that was a little awkward and weird, and I feel like I would be mad if I was Steph. I'd be like, never telling you anything ever again.
Exactly. Right? I'd be so upset. I really would.
Anything else about the episode that you can think of?
I really wanted to touch on how Kim and Steph sat down and, like, they had their little discussion mm-hmm. about it. And Steph was like, I don't want to dump anything on you because I'm supposed to be your emotional support system. And I was like, that's true. Like, honestly, Kim is Steph's boss. Like, I don't go to my boss and be like, boss, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, and I don't really feel like working for you in 2 years. You know, like...
It's so true.
It's just like, Kim, you need to understand, she's not going to tell you everything.
Yeah.
You're her boss. Why would I come to you and confide in you and tell you, and I don't know what's going on with my life, I don't know if I want to be with you in 2 months. Mm-hmm. Like, why would I do that? So, I think that, like, Kim just blew it out of proportion.
For sure. And it's awkward because the whole personal assistant thing in the celebrity universe, you become so close and you mm-hmm. become, like, family. Yeah. And in this situation, she's not only the assistant, but she's also best friends with Kourtney. So mm-hmm. it's just a weird, like, blurred line situation. Especially with, same thing with, like, Chloe and Malika.
Oh, yeah.
Because Malika, is she still her personal assistant?
No, not anymore. Okay. I think that was, like, a few years back, maybe?
Yeah, because I remember seeing that on Chloe and Lamar, mm-hmm. and it was just weird. Like, it's weird asking your friend to do stuff for you.
Yeah.
And work for you. But you want to give them a job so they can, like, right. have a piece of the pie, but then you have to be their boss, but you're their best friend. It's, like, it's a weird situation.
Yeah, and it's very hard to, like, blur the lines. Maybe, like... Okay, when you're off, like, then we can possibly hang out. But, you know, during the hours of 8 and 8, you know.
8 and 8.
Or whatever, your 8-hour day. You are going to be my assistant. I'm going to speak to you like that. But when you clock out, girl, it's party time.
It's party time. Would you employ one of your friends to be your personal assistant?
You know, I personally don't think I would. Mm-mm. Just because, I mean, it is tough. And it's like, can you please go get me this coffee? And your friend's like, nah, I'm getting you no coffee. You know what I mean? No, I don't feel like going to Starbucks today. Excuse me, what? I need my iced coffee. No, you can get it tomorrow. Okay. Bye, girl. Would you?
No, I don't think I would. It's just, it's weird. It's weird asking a friend to do something for you. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be able to get over that. And then I would always feel bad.
Yeah.
I would ask them to do something, and then I'd be like, oh, I feel bad. You know?
Exactly.
Might as well just employ a random, right?
Yeah. So that's what I always say with friends and trying to be roommates. It's like, I would rather have a different person be my roommate because I won't feel bad telling you to do these dishes. Mm. If you're here and you're my best friend, I'd be like, do you think you can do the dishes? Whereas with Randy, you dirtied up 5 of these dishes tonight. You need to do each one of these dishes. I'm tired of you and clean up after your dog.
Is Randy your roommate?
No.
Oh.
Just an example.
I was like, man, you hate Randy.
Sorry, who's ever Randy out there?
That was such a good comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never room with your friends because that's for sure to go south.
And if you do, keep it short. 6 months.
Anything else about the episode that you liked or wanted to touch on?
I think that's it. I mean, it was a great episode.
It was good.
Next week, it looks great too. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Hip away.
Well, we are going to get into another one of our Kardashian confessionals. It's a little behind the scenes of what's been going on here at AfterBuzz with the four of us. Check it out.
Howard, another day, another after show. Literally.
I know. Tell me about
what
it.
What are we going to do? Like, we like the duo, me and Howard the Third. We are the ones up the name and lights, you know? Like, why do we have to work with these other two girls? Like, we've got to find a way to get them off the show once and for all.
Ooh. Dakota, I think I have something. Hold on.
Really?
What? Yinhua's purse.
Excuse me? Where did you get this?
Well, Don't mind that, Dakota. Just know I have it. Okay. And, you know, I'm a little shady here, so I was going through it. That's none of your guys' business. But I was going through it, and look what I found. The AfterBuzz charger. She's been stealing the whole time. We can frame her.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm calling Phil. And I'm going to put the purse to the side and be like, oh, Phil, I'm wearing purses now. Do you think you can go over there and get my CarMax? Have him look through the purse and find it.
After Buzz TV labeled. You guys, this is gold. Hold on. What else has she got in here? Hold this.
Go ahead and look, because I know she's
got Chloe?
A lot.
Is this Chloe? This is a Chloe purse.
Oh. Huh. Fancy. What? She's been drinking on it. You know, I knew I smelled a little something on her breath, but
oh,
I thought it was
gosh.
A mint.
I thought it was peach, like gum or something. This is peach vodka.
Wow.
This girl is drinking us under the table.
That's the thing. She's about to be my new BFF.
Oh, my gosh.
We were going to go to the mall, go shopping. I can't be shopping with someone who drinks at 3 o'clock.
You want to, like, take her BMW out for a spin, though?
Hey.
All right.
We might as well.
We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
All right, listen, Shanti, I know we've had our differences in the past, and you've said some things about me, which I'm guessing you didn't mean, right?
No, I didn't mean them.
That's what I thought as well. Okay, so since Dakota and Howard are probably teaming up against us, I mean, they've been so mean to us on the show, don't you think?
They have been. They, like, where is our welcome sign? I'm
Thank
so confused.
You.
Like, we're the newcomers here.
I know. I don't feel the vibe with them, honestly. We need to do something.
No, you know what? I swear to God, I saw Howard rummaging through your purse the other day.
My Chloe purse?
Yeah, he is such a freaking thief. We need to tell Phil about this immediately.
Was it Howard or was it Dakota? Because let me tell you, Howard might be shady, and I think he's shadier than you, that's for sure. But he's not that smart. I think it might be Dakota's idea.
Hmm, that does make sense.
Oh my gosh.
But this
We're
be...
stuck with thieves.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean...
I'm furious right now.
We need to work on them, but it's been such a long day. Do you want to grab a drink?
Actually... I might have some in my purse.
Oh, girl, let's do it.
I'm here. All right, I'm ready.
That's it, we're done.
Money.
Oh, man. Nobody thinks that we're funnier than we do. I can't with Howard. When Howard talks, I cannot stop laughing. It's hilarious to me.
These videos are so funny. I love that we do them. And I love that you guys love them, too.
Yeah, let us know if you love them. Write in the comments what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see. If you want to see more shady Howard.
Shady Sandy.
Well, that wraps up our show today. We had a great time. Thank you guys for watching us. You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at Shanti Christina.
And I just want to say, Shanti, you did a wonderful job.
Thank
this
you
is her
so
first time leading, like ever. So she did a wonderful job. Please comment in the comments how wonderful Shanti did tonight.
Aww.
And while you're in there, you can follow me at Howard the Third on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third.
Have a great night, you guys. We will see you next Sunday.
Yay,
bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.